So a long time ago, I scraped Just Eat, and the reason I did it was I had a coop.pizza domain and I needed a project. The database consisted of over like 200,000 pizzas. And here's an example. So I have some columns here. We have like a description, name, price, and I also have like restaurant data. So let's explore. If we look like at a heat map of the restaurants, we can see like Copenhagen is very popular. And if we zoom in on Copenhagen, we can see like lines. These are actually like the regional S trains. And like with all heat maps, with geography, like it's just a measure of how dense the population is. Now, if we look at the descriptions of pizzas, we can see like they list the ingredients. So with some tricks, we can pass the ingredients. And then we can embed the ingredients in a vector space using Google's Word2Vec. And now we get like pizza2Vec. So I have like, I don't know if you can see the vectors, but like ingredients that are used together in pizzas are close together in the vector space. So now we can ask interesting questions like, what is the most similar ingredient to pineapple? And the answer is peas. And which ingredients are the most similar to pesto? And it's like ingredients on fancy pizzas. And like in general, we can see if we use clustering algorithms on the vector space, we can like see clusters of like typical pizzas like pepperoni pizzas or salad pizzas or fancy pizzas. And another interesting thing when we consider the ingredients is like how much value does an ingredient add to the price of the pizza? So like, can we predict prices, pizza prices from the ingredients, and then look at like how much does an ingredient affect the price? So I did that, and like I think we can for certain say that pineapple on pizza like is bad economically. So if we like ignore causality, like you could pull away the pineapple on the pizza and sell it for more in another place. And like we can definitely see like more fancy pizzas at the top, like adding pesto to your pizza increases the price by what? 8 kroner. Another interesting thing is to look at something I call the margarita index. So like we can just look at normal sized margaritas on all like on all pizzerias. The problem is margarita is like very hard to spell. So it's more like this. This was hard to visualize, but like in general, we can see that slices, pizza slices, cheaper in bigger cities, and whole pizzas aren't cheaper in the bigger cities. And that's it. Like I think there's a lot of interesting further research, like what's the opposite of a pineapple pizza? Like we can embed pizzas into a vector space as well, and just look at like the opposite vector. But also, like, I noticed that I had a database dump from like several months ago, so I can actually track inflation quite well. And also, like, looking at purchasing power, so we can look at these like prices of pizza versus how much do people earn in that region. And like, I think this is a really interesting indicator for the stock market, and I think I can find spurious correlations that gives that result. And that's it.